Team USA is a disaster. I just don't know how else to say it. This is a disaster. I'm having a difficult time understanding how you have one of the greatest coaches in the history of the NBA. You have the best players in the world, the best player in the world in Kevin Durant. You have a collective of players who you could argue are the best players in the world. On paper, Team USA is the best team in the world. I shouldn't really call them a team, though, because they damn sure don't play like a team. There are a myriad of problems with Team USA, but the biggest problem starts at the top. They've got the wrong head coach. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, after they kept getting embarrassed in exhibition games. You have two types of coaches in the NBA. You have a team coach and you have a player's coach. Now, there's nothing wrong with either one, nothing wrong with either approach. But just like with players, coaches need to be put in situations where they can succeed. I don't want to say that he was set up for failure, but Greg Popovich is not the coach you want leading superstar players. Because with superstar players, you get superstar egos. Greg Popovich is not used to dealing with superstar egos. Look at his tenure in San Antonio. Look at the type of players that he brought in. Started out with David Robinson, drafted Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. What do all of those guys have in common? Quiet, soft-spoken, humble. The Spurs are the New England Patriots of the NBA. It's the same formula. Tom Brady was basically a mute the first 20 years of his NFL career. Bill Belichick doesn't allow players and coaches much leeway when it comes to dealing with the media. Soon as Tom Brady left New England, look what happened. He jumps on social media. He's more available to the media. He did a 2-hour interview with Howard Stern. That would have never happened in New England. It's the same type of deal in San Antonio with Greg Popovich. His system in San Antonio, both on and off the court, requires a certain type of player, one that will buy in 100%, one that checks his ego at the door, one that's coachable. You're not getting that in the Olympics. Greg Popovich's offensive system is predicated on ball movement, sharing the ball. It's predicated on unselfish basketball. It is a system that has worked for 25 years. But it takes time to be effective. You don't have that luxury. You don't have that kind of time in the Olympics. Hell, there were reports that some of the players didn't arrive in Tokyo until 1 a.m. the day of the game against France. Drew Holiday just won an NBA title, went to the championship parade in Milwaukee, then had to turn around and fly to Japan. There is no cohesion on this team. It's a bunch of guys tossing up three-pointers, mainly missing them, and constantly turning the ball over. There was a sequence in the fourth quarter that perfectly encapsulates Team USA. They're down 2 points with about 40 seconds to go. Kevin Durant shoots, misses a three. Again, Bam Adebayo gets the rebound, misses the putback. Zach LaVine misses a jump shot. France gets the rebound, immediately turns the ball over. Drew Holiday and Kevin Durant proceed to miss 2 3-pointers. America gets the rebound again. Dame Lillard turns the ball over. It was an unmitigated disaster. 5 shots taken in the span of about 15, 20 seconds, not 1 point scored. The stubbornness of Greg Popovich is getting the best of him. He has had 2 years to figure this out, that the system that he runs in the NBA is not working with Olympic basketball. You're asking players who are used to being the number one scoring option on their teams to completely change their style of play. You're asking them to share the basketball more, and you're trying to implement the system in a matter of weeks. It's not going to work. You look at successful coaches of Team USA. They allowed NBA players to be themselves, to be NBA players. Chuck Daly didn't go to Michael Jordan and say, "Hey, MJ, I need you to share the ball more." He allowed Jordan to be Jordan. Coach K is a damn college coach. No experience at the NBA level. Never coached an NBA game in his life. He found a way to make it work at the Olympic level. Why? Because Coach K understood his role. My job is to guide, lead when I can, but mainly to get the hell out of the way and allow the best basketball players in the world to do what they do. That's not happening under Greg Popovich. You have guys like Dame Lillard, Zach LaVine, giving up wide open looks because they think they're supposed to make the pass instead. And they think that because Greg Popovich has drilled it into them. Greg Popovich was his usual grumpy self after the game yesterday. He shouldn't have even bothered showing up to that press conference. All you had to do was play the recording of his press conference after their last embarrassing loss, because all he said was the same things. There's nothing to be surprised about. Well, damn right. There's nothing to be surprised about. Team USA keeps losing. No one is surprised anymore. France has beaten you twice in a row now. So has Australia. It's not even a big deal to beat Team USA anymore. That's how far this team has fallen. In the past, if another country defeated America in basketball, it was a monumental upset. They would celebrate like they had just won the NBA Finals or the gold medal. Sunday, after the French won, they shook hands, walked off the court like it was just any other win during the NBA regular season. I know France has talent. They're a good team. Rudy Gobert, he is a star in the NBA. Evan Fournier, he's a nice role player. But there is no way they should be beating Team USA. It's just inexcusable. Of course, Greg Popovich didn't take any of the blame for the loss to himself. He blamed it on the players. He said the players were making mistakes they shouldn't be making. Speaking of the players, you know, the ones making all the mistakes, there is some grumbling from the players about their head coach. And look, I'm not placing all the blame on Greg Popovich. The players have been dreadful too. But these guys don't seem to enjoy playing for Greg Popovich. Joe Vardon at The Athletic. He is reporting that players in the locker room are frustrated with Pop, and they feel there are better ways to get the offense going. Translation, Greg Popovich needs to get the hell out of the way and let these guys play basketball. Sunday was Team USA's first Olympic loss since 2004. Guess who was an assistant coach on that team? Greg Popovich. They have lost three of their last four games under Pop. Five of their last eight overall. This is by far the worst stretch in the history of American basketball on the global stage. So what's the excuse going to be? Well, the team was just thrown together. We didn't have time that the other countries did to play together. That's always been the case with Team USA. The competition level has been raised. We're playing against better teams. That might be true when talking about Australia or France. But that doesn't excuse losing to Nigeria. Do they even have running water in Nigeria? I'm kidding. Nigeria really has come a long way in the last 10 years. But that still doesn't excuse them beating Team USA. America is one loss away already from packing their bags and going home. Luckily, they've been given a gift. They get to play Iran on Wednesday. A team they should beat by 50 points. And if they don't, I'm sure Greg Popovich will say, Iran's a really good basketball team. Then they had the Czech Republic after that. If they play like they did down the stretch against France, they will lose that game. If that happens, this team will go down as the most disappointing in history. Which begs the question, will this have an impact on the legacy of Greg Popovich? Fortunately for him, I don't think it will. 5 to 10 years from now, most people will forget Pop even coached this team. All we'll remember are the five NBA titles, the dynasty. You can tell this is getting to Greg Popovich, though. This is a man who is not accustomed to losing. He's been forced to get used to that, though. All he's done the last 2 years in the NBA is lose. In the last 2 years of his involvement with Team USA, they've done nothing but lose. After the game, Dame Lillard was talking about Rudy Gobert and Evan Fournier, and he said that they are completely different players when they play for their countries, saying that they played better. Well, so are the American players. They are completely different when they play for America. When they put on that Team USA jersey, they somehow play worse. I guess we just aren't woke enough here in America for NBA players to be proud to represent us. All right, time to let me know what you think. What do you guys think of Team USA suffering another embarrassing loss? Is this a coaching problem or is this a player problem? Who do you think shoulders most of the blame, Pop or the players? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.